USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed a bill rolling back certain banking regulations into law. The law, which Congress passed with bipartisan support, eases rules on all but the largest institutions. President Trump doesn't sound like a big fan of Dodd-Frank.
Since its passage in 2010, Dodd-Frank has dealt a huge blow to community banking. As a candidate, I pledged that we would rescue these community banks from Dodd-Frank, the disaster of Dodd-Frank. And now we are keeping that commitment, and all of the people with me are keeping that commitment.
Today, the president also presented the Medal of Honor to retired Navy SEAL Master Chief Britt Slabinski.
We love our Navy SEALs. They're very special, very incredible people. It's now my tremendous privilege to present to you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
New information is released about an air tragedy 4 years ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
International investigators now say they've determined a Malaysian Airlines flight that crashed in eastern Ukraine in 2014 was brought down by a Russian missile. Nearly 300 people died in the crash. Moscow's always denied responsibility, but now the Dutch-led investigative team says the missile that brought down the plane was transported by a Russian convoy, and it was traced to Russia's 53rd Brigade that was located near the Ukraine border. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they're closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of the big stories of the day is President Trump saying thanks but no thanks to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as he withdrew from the North Korea summit. The president expanded on why the move was made.
With respect to the future of North Korea, but if they don't, we are more ready than we have ever been before. North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression by following the path of denuclearization and joining the community of nations. And I hope that Kim Jong-un will ultimately do what is right, not only for himself, but perhaps most importantly, what's right for his people, who are suffering greatly and needlessly. All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed. No way it can happen otherwise. If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
This is USA Radio News.